Should we cheers this, for the...
Oh my god. Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween, live from New York City, baby.
New York City. So, hello, everybody. Hope you're well. Welcome back to Voice Notes with Jo and Teresa. Today, I'm so excited about this episode. This is Madison Brown. You probably already all know her. She is an incredible YouTuber. I love her. I'm trying to get her to start a podcast because I'll be there listening. Wolf. I'll be there front row listening. And she's also one of my very good friends. I would say that we're like, you know, it's like those friends, because we live in different countries, it's those friends where it's like, we don't see each other for a year, but when we meet up, it's like we were never apart. It's like no time has passed. And we're recording a podcast episode today. If you couldn't tell, we're dressed up. It's Halloween weekend. Oh my god, introduce yourself. Sorry, I fucking talk and talk and talk. What do you do?
I make videos and I sing songs.
I killed my clone. Lemon's got that on his playlist. Oh, he loves that song.
I remember when I was at your place and I played Missing Out before I released it, and he tried to Shazam it, but it wasn't released. And I was like, that is like the biggest form of flattery ever. If like, he's like, what is this song?
Look, one thing about Lem, he's going to Shazam.
Period.
He is going to Shazam. Lem, like, whenever I Shazam, so I don't have Shazam on my phone. That's how like,
you can use Siri though.
Really?
It's the same thing, yeah.
Oh my god. Wow, oh my god. It's not Siri running Shazam out of business. No, but like, you know that meme of that ant with like the bat?
The stick and the...
Like, that's how I feel when I Shazam a song. That's how I feel.
No, literally. It's like you're in the club and you're like, what is this song?
You like feel like this, like... So if you guys are wondering what we're dressed up as, if you are watching and if you're listening, we will describe it for you. We are going to a Halloween, but it's Halloween weekend in New York City. Wow! And we're going to a British Icons party. I found out after Madison ordered the costumes that everyone is going as British
Icons. It's okay. We'll be the most iconic duo at the party.
We are dressed as Wallace and Gromit. My outfit is, I have a very nice board cap on, but I didn't want to slick back my hair because...
It's so good though.
I didn't want to slick back my hair because do you ever slick back your hair at all? Okay,
no.
Probably not. So when you slick back your hair, it like is crunchy. The crunchiness is everlasting.
Yes.
And it's like as soon as you dedicate to slicking it back, you have to slick it back the rest of the week.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's long. It's long.
Yeah, I mean, when I've slicked back my hair in the past, like when I didn't have locks, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's like that whole shell.
And when you take it out, it's just like straight and then like puffy in the back. It's like, it's a lot.
It's so aerodynamic. It's
like, literally. No, this is like kind of iconic. Like the hair under the bald cap is like hilarious.
I was saying that it's serving like high fashion. This is going to be in the new Yeezy collection. This hat. And to be fair, it's going to keep my ears warm as well.
It's functional. It's functional.
Yes, I am Wallace and Madison is Gromit. And honestly, I feel like we absolutely slay these costumes. We look so fucking good.
It's so spot on. It's
we look
perfect.
So motherfucking good. And I thought to start off the podcast episode, I always start them out with TV show I'm watching, book I'm reading, song I'm listening to.
Perfect.
So go ahead, take the reins.
Okay, TV, I haven't actually been watching many shows. I tried watching the new season of American Horror Story with Kim Kardashian.
Is it good?
I mean, I watched the first two seasons and I have not gone back for more, so...
I'm so obsessed with American Horror Story in a sense where...
It was so good.
It took such a downhill decline.
I know.
I've never known anything like it, and the fact that they keep making more, I'm like, who's watching this? Madison. But who is watching this?
Am I though? Because, like, I haven't watched a new season since this one. I'm like, okay, I want to kind of see what Kim Kardashian's doing. But, like, I haven't watched a new season in, like, years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the last time I watched American Horror Story as it was coming out was, like, Hotel, and I didn't like that season.
It's so funny that, like, so many American Horror Story-centered conversations is, oh, really, I didn't like that season.
No, literally, it's, like, it's 1 through 3, it's, like, iconic, amazing, perfect,
iconic.
And everything else. Roanoke was actually pretty good.
I was just about to say that, Madison. Yes! Have you watched Roanoke?
It's good!
It's one of my favorite
seasons. It's one of my
favorites, too. It's a diamond in the rough.
It really is.
It was
really
so, because at first I was like, oh, this is all right, but, like... But then when it gets to the, they turn it into a reality show.
Yeah, it's so good.
They ate that one. It's so fucking clever. It's so good.
I don't know. Like, I watched the first couple episodes of the new season, and like, I was like, okay, like, I kind of want to see what happens, but I just felt like every time I would watch it, I'm like, oh, I could do something else. Like, I don't know. I wasn't like locked in. Mm-hmm. I think the last TV show I actually like watched from like start to finish was Ugly Betty, which I've already seen like three times.
I haven't watched Ugly Betty properly.
It's one of my favorite shows.
Oh my god.
This is like the fourth time I've watched it, like from front to back. Yeah. It was on Netflix and then they took it off and then they put it back on like a couple months ago and I was like, well, I must watch it from start to finish.
I love the show that I rewatch constantly is either Girls, which is very on theme.
I've also watched that like three times.
I love Girls. I love it. I think it's actually such a well like, look,
when you live in Brooklyn too, it's like, oh, like I relate, but also I don't at the same time.
It's definitely like, I understand the critiques, like looking back, like when you look back and you're like, but also it's like, I feel like it's one of those shows that like, it actually served a very good purpose at the time, and also it's a good show. It's aged really well. It's aged well in the sense the writing has aged well, not so like the casting and the fact that the entire show is set in Brooklyn, but there's not a single person of color until like
literally
the fifth season.
The only black person is like Donald Glover, and he's like in it for like half an episode,
and
he's like
a Republican.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Also, imagine being the friend who's based on Marnie.
You know who Marnie reminds me of? I may have to cut this out because my sister's never listened to my podcast ever, but Marnie is exactly like my sister. And you know what? Marnie is my least favorite character. And I actually like my sister. Sorry to my sister. But my sister, have you watched Fleabag?
Yeah.
My sister, me and my sister are Claire and Fleabag.
Oh like, my god! That so is you're Fleabag and your sister is...
Yeah, like that is our dynamic. And yeah, no, Marnie is... Oh my god. But what I love about that episode again with Donald Glover is when she's like, when he's like, I think you fetishize my race. She went, well, really? I think you fetishize my race. Yeah, I think you see all white women as this big white blob. It was so funny because it's just so absurd.
It was so absurd.
Do you know what I mean? But I love that show.
Okay, well, tag yourself. Who would you be if you were a girl's character?
I did actually ask Lem this. If anyone says that they're Jessa, they're not Jessa. Like, let's just
No,
because
I was about to say. I was having a conversation with my friend because I said the same thing. I'm like, I feel like I can't say I'm... She's like, well, you are, though. I was like, yeah.
To be fair, I would say, yes. I would say that Lem says that I remind him the most of Shoshana in the sense of my erraticness. But honestly, guys, I am a bit like Hannah. I am, like, not
really?
In a...
You think so?
I feel like in a way that I would be Hannah if I grew up extremely privileged. I still grew up privileged. I grew up in a middle-class family, but I feel like it's, like, a kind of unique experience when you grow up in a middle-class family, but your parents were working class.
Sure.
So there's very much this, like, pull yourself up by the bootstraps mentality, which has really been ingrained into me since I was a child. So, like, I would never ask my parents for money, like, anything like that, because, like, it's just not what I grew up with. But if I grew up with upper-middle-class parents...
Right, you would be that way.
I would literally be like,
I feel like... I mean, I love Shoshana. She's, like, my favorite character. So I'm like, I feel like you could be a Shoshana for sure. Because she's, like, the likable one.
Yeah, she's the only likable one. The only likable one. Yeah. You know, you're definitely Jessa, but not a massive asshole. But, like, the thing is with Jessa is that I feel like... Because I realized being part of the girls fandom is that I realized how many people hate Hannah. Yeah. And I actually, is she unbearable? Yes. But I think because she was funny, it was like, you know what, I'll allow it. Like, because she's funny. But something which is so interesting is that people hate Hannah, but like Jessa. I'm like, Jessa is the worst character.
I mean, so my friend, I actually had a conversation about this and she's like, I feel like people who hate Jessa just don't have empathy for addicts. Because like a lot of her bad behavior is because of her addiction. And she also like, in her life has like dealt with a lot of addicts in her life, so she's like very sensitive to that topic. Mm. And I was like, oh, that's an interesting take. That makes sense.
That is an interesting take actually, but I see it more as you got with your best friend's ex-boyfriend. And again with Marnie, I'm like, how can you fuck your best friend's ex-boyfriend? Like,
it's pretty deeply unforgivable. Like, regardless of the circumstances, it's like,
I love the whole debate of, like, do you remember when Euphoria came out?
And oh, yeah, and was Cassie,
whether Cassie was, like, a bad friend or not. And I'm literally like, Sorry, but if your friend shagged your ex-boyfriend, actually, let me have a think. No,
let me have a think.
It's weird. It's weird. It's like, so weird. I haven't seen my ex in years. I feel like I was saying to my friend Jack, I feel like I sprinkle in lore about my ex into my podcast. Like, not like I have to bleep the name out, but yeah, it was. And I like, because I could never like slag off my ex on social media.
Yeah, no, it's weird as fuck.
It's so weird. But also it's like, he held such a big part of my life that it's like, I want to talk about some of the things that we experienced together,
yeah.
But not be like, oh my God, look at me talking about my ex. So like, I like to sprinkle in ex-boyfriend lore into the podcast.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely like sprinkled in ex-boyfriend lore in my videos, like very like, not discreetly, but I'm not like going into depth about our relationship. Like, oh, like I had an experience with a man that was similar to this topic. Like,
yeah,
when I made that video about age gap relationships, I'm like, been there.
Oh,
and so yeah, but no, I don't think I would like full name. Like, this is what happened.
When I see people like make TikToks and like
crazy.
Posting screenshots,
I'm like, what
I'm
the
literally
fuck?
Like, sorry, I could never do that because I follow so many people. I want to know what your opinion is on this, actually. So now a lot of people say that they hate social media because, you know, back in the day you used to leave high school and you would probably never see the people from high school again, and like that was that. But like obviously now with social media we can actually keep up with everyone from high school, and a lot of people on high school, look at me, American.
Yeah, what do you say,
secondary?
I thought it was middle school. Is primary school is like elementary?
There's primary school, which is elementary, and it's a bit middle.
Okay.
And then there's just primary and secondary school. And, yeah.
And
you
then
know,
college is,
there's college, which is like sixth form, which is the final, so I'm literally just blurting British things at you.
Whenever someone says A-levels, I just black out.
So A-levels is the last 2 years of high school for you.
Okay.
So yeah, so, no, junior so like and senior you do year. Your GCSEs when you're 16. And then you can either stay at your school and attend the sixth form there, which is basically your last 2 years, or you can go to college.
Is that like trade school versus like...
College is a lot of trade, but you can do A-levels at college as well.
Okay.
A lot of people, like my brother does trade in college, and a lot of people go to college because college is just 16 to 18 year olds. And maybe some people that are a little bit older trying to get some qualifications.
Okay.
But I, I was actually talking... I'm sorry, that's what I thought. But I like one thing that I actually rate America for is the school system. Not in the sense, I don't know what the education
the quality of the education.
I don't know the quality, but I think the actual setting it out into elementary, middle, and high school makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
Because when I was 18 in sixth form at secondary school, why was I in the same school building as an 11-year-old? Like, do you know what I mean? It makes no fucking
the only
sense.
The only time that would happen is if you're in a K-12 private school.
Oh, okay.
But that's like,
most
people go to, yeah, like most people go to public school, so it's like,
yeah,
not that way usually.
And what is the, oh, the TV, what were we talking, oh yeah, the rewatch, I also rewatch BoJack Horseman all the time.
Okay.
Have you watched BoJack Horseman?
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
It's been a while,
show.
But yeah.
It's a good winter rewatch. I mean, will I be depressed about it for like a week?
Yeah, it is
maybe,
really depressing.
But it's worth it. It's worth it.
Yeah, so... Girls and Broad City are like my two shows that I rewatch.
Watching Broad City.
Oh my god! Someone
I
was
love
like,
Broad City.
They were like listing out scenarios in New York. Like, if you live in New York, you're like, if it's two friends anywhere in New York City, it's Broad City. If it's four friends, it's Sex in the City. If it's like you're at a party in Bushwick, then it's Girls. Like, it's like all these different scenarios depending on like.
I fucking
shows.
Love Broad City. Broad City is one of the best shows I've
it
watched in a while.
It is one of the best shows. Like, I've watched it so... Also, there's... Speaking of Equinox, as we were talking about this before we started recording, because she works at Solstice, which is like a...
Oh, is that like an Equinox knockoff?
Yeah.
Oh my god, look at like, me, British. Equinox.
Yeah. And like... I watched it before I joined Equinox, and after I'm like, oh my god, so true.
So
like,
me! That's so
like,
me!
Like, I get the jokes.
I love Broad City.
It's
I actually
so
nearly
good.
Cried when I watched the last episode.
I know!
It's so sad!
One of my favorite, like, last season episodes is when they walk from the top of Manhattan to the bottom.
That's one of my favorite ones as well. It's so good. I love that one. I'm like,
I want to do that one of these days. When I turn 30, I'll do it.
Yeah, I will fly over that. I'm being so serious, because if we record a podcast episode, I can stick it on my business card.
Yes,
so
it's a business exactly. expense.
But we could, because it was all through Instagram stories, wasn't it? And also, I love how it's like, you can tell that it was made in 2014 because of like the fonts they were using and the little kids.
Oh my God.
Lem says that I remind him of, oh my God, there's Abby and Alana. Lem says that I remind him of Alana. I'm like, oh my God, thanks. Yeah, she's the funny. I love her. She's also really hot. I think she's so attractive.
She a baddie. She knows she a 10.
She a baddie with her baddie friend.
Okay, so we covered TV.
See, this is just what we like on the voice. We're just chitting and chatting. We chit and chat. Also, guys, we're pre-drinking. What is your pre-drink of choice?
I'm drinking
let me translate that. We're pre-gaming.
The way I didn't even know that was, like, an American thing.
We don't call it a pre-game. We call it pre-drinks. Or, I was saying to Madison earlier, if you're a hun, it's prinks.
If you're a hun.
Like, yeah, prinks like is one of the girls. The hun. Yeah, for the girls, for the huns.
Hens, one of the hens.
Sounds like you're saying one of the hens.
I am saying one of the hens. that's like kind of how it sounds like.
It's very, have you watched Chicken Run?
Yes.
We should, next year.
Next year
we should be the chickens from Chicken Run. Because we're Wallace and Gromit this year.
Chicken claymation Run's British, fucking... British claymation movies. Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm drinking a vodka and Coke Zero, which... I don't know if I mentioned this. I feel like there's a handful of things that Europeans do right. I think Coke Zero is one of them. Because, like, when you go to Europe, it's so hard to find a Diet Coke, but you can always find a Coke Zero.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
This is not a universal experience of all of Europe. Wait, what?
I feel like anytime I've gone to a European country...
Including London?
I don't remember.
To be fair, living in London is, like, a different experience to living in...
Yeah.
That's really interesting. I had no idea.
I'm not the first American who said this either. So, like...
Okay, so I know. This isn't,
like, just a me thing. Like, Diet Coke is, I feel like, very American. But, like, in other places, Coke Zero is, like...
Oh, see, Diet Coke is a big thing in the UK. Okay. Because Kate Moss... Oh, my God. Kate Moss, like... Is like, you know, like, nothing tastes as good as Skinny Feels.
Oh, God.
Kate Moss, she's, like... she's like a Diet Coke representative. Yeah. And like at one point they released a Diet Coke collection with like pictures of her on
the really?
Can. Yeah.
That's so funny.
You know, I'm not huge on Diet Coke or Coke Zero. I love a normal full fat Coke.
Full fat Coke. Well,
that's what we call it, full fat Coke.
Is there fat in Coke?
I don't know, it's just called a full fat. Like when you get, to be fair, it's called whole milk, but like, yeah, no, you say, oh, can I have a Coke? Which one? Oh, just like normal or full fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my dad was always like, if you're going to drink a Coke, just drink a regular one because the aspartame is bad for you or whatever. But
is that
I'm
a
like,
sweetener? Aspartame?
Artificial sweetener.
Interesting.
But I've changed.
You've changed your
I've
ways.
I've changed my ways.
I am pre-drinking a vodka. I asked Madison to get me as a chaser. Love being an American. As the mixer, I asked Madison to get me lemonade, and I forgot about the language barrier. The language barrier between
me
American
getting a lemonade.
Because she got me an actual lemonade. Weird.
I guess lemonade means Sprite across the
pond. That's in the UK. When you say I want a lemonade, it's like the like Sprite or a 7-Up or like just the own brand lemonade. And then if you want this kind of lemonade, it's a cloudy lemonade. But this is actually really good, and it's not as bitter as cloudy lemonade in the UK.
Well, I literally was looking at the labels of like the sugar content because I'm like, I don't want to get a regular lemonade because it might actually put her into like cardiac arrest or something because American lemonade is like, no joke. It's like so fucking sweet.
Everything is really fucking sweet. I ate me in my Wallace and Gromit costume. I'm getting really drunk.
It's okay, I'm also like pretty tipsy right now.
We're getting tipsy, but I ate a birthday cake ice cream from Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's?
From Trader Joe's, and it was like, we were eating it, and I was like, I was saying to Jack, I was like I can't eat anymore. This is, like, really sickly.
Yeah.
And then Jack said, he's like, this isn't that sweet to me, so I think I must be, because Jack's British. American, I'm talking about Jack buds. Edwards, by the way. For anyone listening, he's like, I think I must be adapting to, like, the American sweetness. Yeah.
Well, so I'm not really big on sweets, because they make me feel sick. But whenever I go abroad, like, when I had a pastry in France, I was like, oh, this is actually, like, not that bad. And it's like, it's because it's not American. It's
just a normal level of sugar.
Yeah, exactly. And people here think I'm so weird because I don't, because so many people in America are addicted to sugar. And, like, I just, like, I really don't care for sweets. And so it's, like, kind of weird. But it's like, no, it's because it's, like, disgustingly sweet. Like, this is not normal.
It's so sugary. And it actually made me laugh that we were walking along when I got here a couple of nights ago, and I stood in the 2-hour long immigration line, truly life-changing. I was tired. I was exhausted. We get in, we go on a little walk, we go to this park where it looks over the water and you can see, like, the
Domino Park.
Yes, Domino Park. Me, American. we went to Domino Park and, oh my god, I've lost my train of thought, sorry. What were we talking about?
Sweets.
And we were talking about how weed is legal in New York.
You can smoke in public.
Nuts. Absolutely fucking nuts that you can smoke weed.
You know what's funny? You can smoke weed in a park and get away with it, but drinking alcohol in a park is, like, people will literally give you a ticket.
What's all this then? Like, what is all this then?
You know, it's funny, like, as an American who, like, whenever I go outside of the States, I'm like, wow, like, y'all are alcoholics. Like, that's crazy. Like, Americans don't drink the way Europeans do. Or, like, even, like, I feel like in Asia, it's, like, actually, I can't speak on that, so I'm not going to say anything. But, like, at least in, like, European countries plus the
attitude the
UK,
to drinking,
like,
is really different. Yeah. That's something that I find really interesting is that I can't quite gauge the attitude. Sorry, I'm looking at myself in this fucking bald cap in the viewfinder and I'm screaming. I can't quite gauge the attitude to drinking because I feel like, again, New York is, like, a microcosm of the whole of the States.
It's but not
I, so
any...
I feel like I see a lot of people out drinking, but I feel like day drinking is a bit taboo.
Yeah, like, if you're day drinking, it's, like, a thing.
Yeah.
And it's usually, like, oh, brunch, like, bottomless mimosa brunch.
Yeah, it's, like, this morning when I went out for, like, brunch, I, like, had to get a mimosa to wet the whistle because I was so hungover. Again, it's one of those things where it's, like, I'm not sure whether it's the same.
We would say, what is it called?
Is it called Hair of the Dog?
Yes.
So is that a thing over here that, like, people drink to get over their hangovers, or is that, like, again, like, a
taboo? Hair of the Dog is a thing I've never, like, done it because I'm like, I already feel like shit, why would I do that? But
it's,
like,
honestly a game changer. I'm telling you, having a cheeky little mimosa, don't have wine, don't have, like, vodka, just have a mimosa because it's got juice in it, so basically it's healthy. So you're getting all the nutrients from the juice, so I'm making sure I don't flush.
Yeah, that's like a very non-American thing to say, like, juice is healthy, because it's, like, worse. It's the same as soda, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah, juice is, like, not. Well, the idea is, like, don't drink your calories. At least, that's not everyone. I think it's more if you're, like, really conscientious about, like, how many calories you're intaking.
Oh, see, I don't pay attention to calories.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
I mean, most normal people don't, but if you're, like, a fitness freak, then it's, like, okay.
Guess,
like,
how many calories me and Eleanor shared a bowl of nachos. That's all we had when we went to Margaritaville. I'm going to talk about more in another episode. My Margaritaville adventure. It was very fun. But me, Eleanor, Jack, and Adam went to Margaritaville, and me and Eleanor decided to share, like, a big plate of nachos. Guess how many calories. Bear in mind, it was, like, nachos,
the
melted
nachos
cheese,
itself, or, like, between.
As in, like, they just said, like, you know how it says on the menu,
yeah,
this is how many calories in it. Guess how many calories was just,
like, 1,000?
2,800 medicine. And there wasn't even minced meat on it or, like, chili. It was, like, refried beans, avocados, sour cream, cheese, crisps. Oh, chips.
Wow, that's crazy.
And we were literally, like, where the fuck are these calories coming from? Like,
the oil and the butter.
But it was nachos. Oh, my God.
You fry the chips in oil, and then...
Oh, I thought they just got them out of the packet. That's how they do it. And in London, especially if you get nachos at Wetherspoons. Nachos at Wetherspoons is the pits. Wait, you went to a Wetherspoons when you were in London.
I went to Wetherspoons with two strangers while I was drunk. I was, like, standing on the side of the street, and, like, these two, like, teenage boys came up to me and, like, asked me for, like, a lighter or something. And they're like, are you American? I was like, yeah. And, like, we just had a conversation, and then, like, we ended up in Wetherspoons. And I, like, they ordered me a beer, and, like, in America, like, if you get a beer, it's, like, the size of, like, a Coke can, but it's a pint in the UK, so I, yeah. like, drank it, I was like, I'm really fucking drunk right now, and then I found myself throwing up in front of a McDonald's at 2 a.m.
Oh, the McDonald's is a hybrid in Islington, yeah, I've thrown up in front of that before, too, yeah. Oh my god, we're bonded, threw up in front of the same soul McDonald's, sisters. Soul sisters, I can't remember what I was gonna say, it was gonna be something about McDonald's, something about spoons. I've lost my train of thought. This is what it's like having ADHD. It really sucks. It really fucking sucks.
I have a habit of, like, keeping track of everything people say to the point where, like, freaks them out. Like, when I was in Portugal, I was talking to this guy, and we had been drinking, and he kept losing his train of thought. I'm like, you said this, and he's like, I'm, like,
you are concerned. Really good at recollecting things. Like, Madison's a very... Already, I feel like Madison in general, if you're going to get a bit too tipsy, if you're just, like, waking up a bit, I feel like Madison's the perfect person to ground you.
Oh, thank
like,
you.
If you had a bad high, Madison is the person that I would want to be with. Aww. Because you're very good at grounding people, and you're very good at tracking my train of thought. What I was going to say was that something which I've noticed... To be fair, I've only been here for 2 days. I've gone on one night out. But something that I found really interesting is I feel like I thought me being British would be more of a conversation starter. I thought people would be like,
oh my god, you're British.
But yeah. I haven't had that many people at all.
I think if you were in anywhere else in America, sure. But because New York is so international, it's like...
Yeah, it's like...
Dime a dozen, bitch. Like.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when I see an American person in London, I'm like, all right, good for you.
Yeah, for sure.
But when I was outside, we went to this gay bar... And it was a very good, fun time. And I was waiting for my Uber because I've never been more tired in my life because I've been up since 5 a.m, jet lag. I saw this guy and we ended up talking and I was like, oh my God, are you British? And he was like, I am British. And he used to live in Brixton.
Come on, Brixton.
But then he started like, honestly, I hate the word trauma dump because I don't actually think he was trauma dumping, but it was a lot.
He was oversharing.
He was getting divorced.
Oh, God.
He'd been with his husband for 6 years. They were in an open relationship. It didn't sound like he liked it being open.
Ooh.
I was like, okay.
Divorce, babes. Divorce.
Divorce. Like, oh, my God, guys. It was actually crazy. I was actually like... Oh, I was really drunk because in New York, the drinks are really strong. They're strong.
We were talking about this earlier. It's like, if you get a martini in New York, like, you're good. But, like, in other places, if you order a martini, it's like, okay, I'll have, like, 6 more and I'm still fine.
Well,
but,
it's like the I took Madison. I actually feel like it's so bad that I took you to a bottomless at Turtle Bay.
It's really okay. I had a great time.
It was so fun. I took Madison for a bottomless brunch in Turtle Bay. If you aren't from the UK and you don't know what Turtle Bay is, it's basically like a Jamaican restaurant chain, but it's not authentic Jamaican.
I guess it'd be like if you were like Mexican and I took you to Chipotle.
It's literally like that. Like, even the owners of Turtle Bay aren't Jamaican.
Yeah, no.
So it's sort of like that, but they look. The food is, I get, like, this, like, fried chicken and waffles.
You know,
it's, like, okay.
I don't remember the food. I just remember the people, the energy. I also remember, I don't know why, like, you know when you, like, do something cringy and you remember it in, like, HD 1080p?
Yeah.
But, like, good memories, it's, like, whatever. I remember I said, like, Yorkshire pudding, and you started laughing, and I was like, fuck, I said it wrong. It's Yorkshire pudding.
It's, like, have you seen that TikTok of that guy that's, like, I'm gonna take some Worcestershire sauce.
No, that was me. I was like, why did I say, like, I knew better, but I said Yorkshire pudding. And I was oh, it's so embarrassing. No, okay, I understand how British people feel though, because when I was in England, like, everything I said was, like, funny, because I said it in an American accent, like, America! I'm like, oh my god, like, stop! Like, I get it, but also, like, I feel embarrassed, because, like, this is how I talk.
But to be fair, I love when you say Yorkshire I literally completely forgot about that, but that is so funny.
I'm glad you did, because I'm like, I was like deeply embarrassed about that for some reason, which is like there's really no reason to be embarrassed.
We've all been there. It's like when I asked for the bill and Jack was like,
that's normal. Everyone says that.
You have to ask for the check. No. And I was like, oh, right. Like,
as an honorary American, people have asked for the bill. It's not, that's not a weird thing.
Oi, can I get the bill, please?
No, that's normal.
But, I can't remember what I was saying. I'm getting really drunk.
Well, we went to Turtle Bay.
Oh, yeah, I took Madison for a bonus at Turtle Bay. The food is honestly, I think, bang average. Like, if you get something which is all right, then it's just, like, average.
Yeah.
But, guys, the bottomless cocktails at Turtle Bay. That's the you can get shit. 12 cocktails into a bottomless. We did 12 that time, I think. Dang, so, we. Yeah. But the thing is that the cocktails are really weak in the UK. So, like, yeah. We pounded down 12 cocktails.
Well, okay, when I was in Berghain, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe they assume everyone's doing drugs here, so they're not gonna have, like, super strong drinks, but I'm like, the drinks are cheap, but also I feel like I'm drinking water, like, mm-hmm. Why? And it wasn't just Berghain, it was, like, everywhere, like, it just was so weak, and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
The drinks are just weaker, and to be fair, maybe that's not a bad thing, because I got really drunk after Margaritaville, and I was falling asleep during the Pitbull concert, not during Pitbull, it was amazing. But when Ricky Martin came on, he left Livin' La Vida Loca last, and it was so boring. Like, I'm ready to go. It was so boring. I'm sorry, Ricky Martin. I'm sorry, Ricky Martin, if you're listening, but...
So what have you been reading?
Wait, we need to do a song I'm listening to.
Oh, okay. Songs.
What song are you listening to?
I feel like probably Handful, but there's one song... Okay. Do you ever, like... have a song so stuck in your head that when you wake up in the morning, it's, like, blaring in your mind?
Does no. That...
Okay.
But I love that for you.
It's, like, it's torture. I was going to sleep the other night, and the song was so stuck in my head, I'm like, I just have to listen to it, or else I can't fall asleep.
What song is it?
It's, I'm Having by Don Toliver and Tizo Touchdown.
I haven't heard that song, but I know who Don Toliver... Don Toliver did After Party, right?
Yeah.
What a tune.
What a chain.
By the way, what what a tune. A chain. Yeah.
Yeah, I love his music. I listen to him a lot when I work out, and like when I first heard the song, I remember where I was, the time of day. I was like, you know on Spotify, or like if you just like play a song, it'll like play other songs for
that
you.
Are, like similar, yeah, it'll make like a little playlist.
So that song came up and I was like, what is this? And Tizo Touchdown is an interesting artist. He's very like unique, and like he's a very unique voice. And like when I heard his voice on the track, I was like, this is like kind of bizarre, but I fucking love it, because like his voice compared to Don Toliver's is so different, and like it was almost funny. I was like laughing, I'm like, what the fuck is this? But I was like, this also is like a great song, and I was like, add. So yeah, luckily I'm having, it's like a
sorry, I had to scratch my ear.
It's like an interpolation of Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Love.
So it's like, he's like, luckily I'm having, girls just wanna have, and he's like, what does he say? He's like, you've never had a shopping spree in New York, and then Don Toliver comes in, he's like, da da da, and it's just like, I don't know, if you listen to the song, you know what I mean, but I've also been listening to, Jersey by Future. I was obsessed with the song when it first came out in, like, 2015, and I, like, rediscovered it again.
There's something about rap music in 2015, 2016. That just hits the spot. Hits the spot. I love those. Or, like, 2014 R&B music, you know, that.
Bryson Tiller, like...
Like, I can't remember what the song, but it's, like, the song that they always use in the TikToks where it's, like, reminiscing about 2014, and the song that's, like, I don't know if it's 2014 song, by the way, but it's, like, the, run to the music, this that is how we do it.
Is that Sierra?
All night. What a
it's
banger.
It's either Sierra or, I'm pretty... Yeah, same vein of artist, if it's not Sierra. Yes, exactly. There's another song. I've been bumping Marvin Gaye pretty... I Want You, that whole album. I was listening to it before he came when I was skating. I'm like... Oh. I mean, the song I Want You is, like, I've been listening to that a lot. But, yeah, just listening to a lot of hip-hop, which is, like, pretty normal. Like, most of the music I listen to is hip-hop, but, like, been going back to some old stuff, that old being, like, 2015, but, like, you know.
But that is old for us. Yeah. Also, it's, like, nostalgic music. Yeah. And sometimes it's, like, one thing I love is that when I, like, already knew a song, and then someone puts it in a TikTok audio, and I'm like, oh, I forgot this song hits the spot.
That's what happened with Jersey, because I saw it on a TikTok, I was like, oh, I forgot I fucking love this song.
Yeah, that's how I feel about, you know that song, We Are the People, Empire of the Sun?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it's so popular on TikTok. Yeah. Honestly, I'm glad, because I love when songs get popular on TikTok. I'm like, good, artists are getting their flowers, yeah. Their streams are up.
I mean, Kate Bush, like, I mean, it was like Stranger Things and then TikTok, but like...
I love Running Up That Hill. I love that song. And even though I was like, oh my God, not the TikTokification of Kate Bush. And yeah. I'm actually like, no, you know what? Good.
Good.
Even though Kate Bush is a Tory.
Oh, really? Damn.
Don't even.
I feel like artists should embrace it. Like, I know Fiona Apple took off her music on TikTok because she didn't want TikTokers making videos to her songs, but like, I don't know if it means people are
a little bit daft.
I think if it means another generation of people are going to be tapped into your music, that's a great thing. Like, yeah. I don't like the idea of like gatekeeping music, like, oh well, I was a fan, whatever, like, oh, you should, like, it's like, listen, if some 16-year-old found this song from like the 80s on TikTok and they're like, oh, I love this artist, like, that means music is being shared and it's being spread.
It's opening your art, yeah, to new people, new generations, yeah, new formats. And again, there's something, I don't know what they put in those TikTok audios, but they really truly hit the spot. Like, they're so...
scratches that
part of your brain. I've been re-listening to Evacuate the Dance Floor.
Evacuate the Dance Floor!
Fucking banger.
Yeah.
I need to go onto my playlist and see what songs that I have been listening to. I keep getting texts of harassment from EU telling me that I've used up my cap. Leave me alone.
From what?
And then, like, my data cap, my data roaming. Oh my God, I was about to look at the songs and then I got, yeah, sidetracked by Twitter and...
I'm, like, also looking at my Spotify. I mean, my... Oh, Hate It to Love It by...
Oh, you know, I listened to this 4 times walking here. You know, Don't Delete the Kisses, Wolf Alice.
No.
You should listen. It's so good. I was, like, listening to it on the subway.
I felt like such a
New Yorker, like, it's such like, it's, this is a city song, this is like, it's very like cash, like, it's actually really sad, it's a sad song.
Like, I might have heard it and just don't know the
name. It's really, really good.
Okay, my phone isn't doing things.
And She Moves in Her Own Way, the Kooks. Mm. Whoa-oh, She Moves in Her Own Way, that's a song banger. I was listening to Olivia Rodrigo. I think her new album is really, really good.
The only song I know from it is... I really like the song Lacey. Lacey, oh Lacey.
Oh, I haven't listened to that one.
Pastry. It's so good.
That was really good, Madison. That was really good singing.
You're really good.
I love Ballad of a Homeschooled Girl. That's my favourite song on the album. It's so good. Like, it's very... punk vibes.
Yeah, All American Bitch is also that vibe, right? Like,
yeah.
Not American bitch.
Imperfect American hearts. Guys, I went past Halsey Station and I was thinking, where are you?
And I'm so sorry. That's how I feel anytime I sing in my videos, because I'm like, I know this isn't necessarily what you came for, but, like, I'm gonna do it anyway. But people love it. They're like, yes, sing!
Are you insane like me?
It's a cappella, just, like, nodding the knee, like,
oh, I have to go pee. Sorry, guys. I've been pre-gaming too hard. The drunk piss. I have to break the seal. Do they have breaking the seal,
yes,
in America?
That's, yeah.
All right, good. Make sure it's translated.
Oh, I care.
Sing, Valentina. Okay, had to take a quick pee break, guys. We're so back. I'm getting really drunk. I think I'm gonna have to slow down on my drinking. I've only eaten one thing today.
What'd you eat?
I went to a little restaurant called The Butcher's Daughter.
Oh. It's
vegan. And I got a BLT with avocado, but the bacon was made of rice paper. It actually tasted quite delicious.
Ooh, okay. I've had pretty solid vegan bacon before, It's not my ideal situation, but
because I used to be a vegan, and the vegan bacon I used to eat actually looked like the insole of a shoe. Like,
oh my god, not the shoe leather.
It literally looked like it's giving leather. It's
leather.
Leather.
Oh my god. But what books are you reading, Madison? Madison said, what about the books?
No, please! I've been watching TV, but I have been reading books.
Well, I'm currently reading Norwegian Wood by Murakami. Are you familiar? No. Murakami is pretty prolific. I read one...
Sorry, guys, I don't read like that. Sorry. I know people are listening like, what the fuck is wrong with her?
Like, no, I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like he's popular amongst, like, avid readers, but he's, I don't know, like, he's no Colleen Hoover, you know?
I am so obsessed with, like, Colleen Hoover discourse.
The Binge-topia episode of the Colleen
Hoover. I haven't watched that episode.
I actually have a copy. I actually have a copy of It Ends With Us, and I only got through 2 chapters of it, and I hated it so much that I just, like...
Was it so... I again, never read a Colleen Hoover book in my life, so how would I know? Keep it that way.
Yeah,
like... but I do wonder, like, is it sort of written, like... Did you ever read fan fiction?
Yes, it's exactly like Wattpad fan fiction, yes.
I can't... That's kind of...
The fact that it was published on paper pages?
Do you know the after movies?
Yes.
There's the fifth movie is out. It's they honestly
there's 5. I didn't know there was more than one.
There are 5 movies. Oh, Harden and Tessa need to unionize. God. Like, they are working them like donkeys. Like, they have released movie. Oh my god, sorry, my bald cat. Look, it's shifting. I cannot. It looks like a swimming cat.
You're ready for any situation tonight. Hell or high water, you're ready.
I'm ready. But, oh my god, what the fuck was I saying?
Tessa and Harden
have released movie after movie.
That's like crazy.
As in, like, they released them a year apart. An entire movie.
Yeah, so they're working, like, every month.
Like donkeys. Yeah.
Oh my god.
And I can feel my wig cap slipping. Not wig cap, my board cap. But they released another Wattpad movie very recently. I feel like you're looking at my...
No. I haven't noticed, like, this whole time.
Not me getting really drunk that I'm, like, self-conscious about my wig cap rolling.
On all fairness, it's gonna look ridiculous regardless, so there's really nothing to be insecure about.
In all fairness, it already looks weird, so... Like, oh, you're self-conscious about it rolling up? You should just be self-conscious in general.
Didn't mean it that way, but yes.
No, but I agree. Yes. But, yeah, they released a Wattpad movie really recently with Dylan Sprouse in it.
Yeah,
I'm a Dylan Sprouse stan, by the way. Carl Sprouse, meh. Dylan Sprouse, love.
He's married to the Victoria's Secret model, right? Barbara Palvin.
No, I think that's the other one that's married to the Victoria's Secret model.
Really?
I think it might be Cole Sprout. Wait.
No, because he dated the guy... No, because she... Dylan... Wait, Cole's... The guy on Riverdale?
Yeah.
He dated the girl also on Riverdale.
Oh, yeah.
I think his brother is married to the model.
Oh, I actually like that model. She seems nice. And she's gorgeous as well. Obviously, she's a model. But no, Dylan Sprout is in this movie called Beautiful Disaster. And it is... Guys... Amazing. It's
really?
Amazing. Like, me and Lem watched it. We drank a bottle of wine, got drunk, and watched this movie. Amazing. It's one of the best movies I've ever watched. Like, in a sense where, obviously, it's not like, guys, it's not like good. But, like, it's
good,
like,
in the sense that, like...
It, like, you know, it's like when a bad movie is actually so good.
Yes.
Like, it was just, like, so good. Like, and they put in a lot of teasers and like Easter eggs to the after series. Someone in the movie was wearing a t-shirt saying fucking Trevor on it, and I'm like, that, oh my god, you know, from After when he kicks down the door and he goes fucking Trevor.
Oh, is that the guy who's like who goes to her school and like
they work together? Oh. and he kicks down the door. Oh, at the
publishing company.
Yeah, and he kicks down the door and Dylan Sprouse is there and he goes, hey Harden, how you doing? And he goes,
hey Harden,
Trevor.
How you doing?
Have you seen that movie? Also, the fact
I've never seen the movie. I've only read the
You've only read the fanfiction. The guy that plays Harden, when I found out that he was actually British, I was shocked.
Oh, his American accent was so good that it was like...
No, he's British in the...
Oh, right.
His British accent is just weird.
Oh!
Like, and the thing is
maybe he spent too much time in LA. Sometimes that happens.
I don't know whether, again, it was one of the things where it's like, when I hear British people around American people, I'm like, oh, you sound really weird. Like, because I feel like a British accent does sound weird.
Right. That would happen, like, if I spent a year in England, I would sound weird. Because, like, it just, like, you pick up, it's like,
Because I was trying to figure out, because I remember, guys, I tracked this man down. Like, I'm trying to figure out where he's from. I'm pretty sure he's from Tooting, which is an area in South London.
Okay.
But he does not sound like he's from, like, he just doesn't sound, it's just weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird, and I could not believe that he was British.
You're like, you sure, babe?
I was shocked because his uncle is Ralph Fiennes. Nepo baby. Mm. Too many Nepo babies in the acting industry.
But he's in the After movies, so it's like...
someone's got to take 115.
I actually, speaking of books, I'm reading Norwegian Wood right now, but I just read The Guest by Emma Klein, or is that her name, Emma Klein? Have you heard of The Guest? It's very popular in, like, book talk right now.
Oh my god, let Jack Edwards know.
Is he going to be at the party?
It's his apartment. That's who I'm staying with. And he's huge on book talk.
Right.
You should follow him.
I remember I was listening. I didn't finish it, but he mentioned, like, yeah, a lot of people read because it's, like, they have to read. And it's, like, Of Mice and Men and whatever. And you're, like, it's actually a really good book. And I was, like, yes!
Mice and Men Defense Squad.
I had to read that book, but I loved it.
I thought it was really good. I thought the ending, like...
If you like Of Mice and Men, you should read Flowers for Algernon. I just read that. Honestly, The Guest wasn't a bad book. Like, it was well written in the sense that it was a page-turner. Like, oh, what's going to happen next? But it's like, what's going to happen next? Nothing's... happening.
Oh, so it just kept edging you, basically.
Yeah, and when I got to the end, I was like, that's it. Like, I was literally looking for more pages. I was like, wait, like, you didn't explain
anything.
It
really hit the spot.
No, it didn't. And, like, so many, like, people are like, oh my god, it's such a great book. I'm like, it's not that, like, I would assume every published book, for the most part, is well written. Because that's kind of, like, it has to be. But, like, I was like, what? I literally, because every time I read a book, I'm like, what's the takeaway? What's the theme? What's whatever? What was the takeaway, bitch? Because I don't know. Like, it was, I didn't gain anything from that book. And, like, so many people hyped it up. And I'm like, just because a book is a page turner doesn't mean it's a good book.
Wow, that's actually a really interesting take.
Yeah, I realized that after reading it. Because, like, I'm looking at The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. I read that last year, and, like, it's kind of the same energy of, like, these book talk books that are popular amongst, like, girls on TikTok. It'll be like, oh, it's a page turner. It kept me engaged, but because so many people don't really read like that, if a book keeps you engaged, they think it's a good book.
It's a sign of a good book.
Yeah,
you don't agree.
No, because, like, I mean, Evelyn Hugo was fine. Like, it's very much, like, it's a beach read. You know, like, oh, mm-hmm. like, I'm a single mom in my 40s watching my... No, literally, it's like, if I was, like, a 45-year-old white woman at the Hamptons, maybe I would enjoy this book and think it's great, but, like, mm-hmm. I don't think it... I also, like, my taste in books is, like, I don't, like, depressing and, like, kind of disturbing, like...
Did you ever read A Little Life?
No, what is that?
That is... Oh, Madison, you may regret that I've recommended this to you. It is, like, the most depressing book, but Jack says it's really, really good. But it's, like, heart-wrenching and awful. But add that to your recommendations.
You know, and I tend to read those books, and, like, I'm like, I need a break. Like, and that's why I kind of read The Guest, because I'm like, I've been reading, like, really dark shit, and, like, I need a break from that, because... Reading dark shit versus watching dark shit is very different.
It's very, very different. Because it's like, with reading it, you're imagining it in your head. And it's like, it almost uses up more brain power.
Yeah. Ooh. Like, I read American Psycho. I'm looking at it right now. I couldn't finish it because it was just too fucked
really?
Up.
Really? And is that what the movie is based off of?
Yeah. But the movie is, like, fine. But the book is, like, way worse.
I just hate consuming bad stuff sometimes.
Yeah, it's like, it's a lot. It's a lot. Which is why I stopped reading 1Q84, because, like, one, it's 1,000 pages. I read half of it, and, like, I'm like, I just don't really want to read about pedophiles at a point. I'm like, I'm good.
Whoa.
So, yeah. But, like, going back to my point about The Guest, I think if you're, like, trying to get back into reading, read it, because it'll get you engaged and get you into the habit of reading. Mm-hmm. But it's not, like, that great of literature, if you want to get all pretentious about it. Like, it just, nothing happened. Like, literally nothing happened. And the ending was so anticlimactic. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Whoa. That's interesting. Yeah. Wow,
that's
thank
my,
you for your
that's
take,
my take. Yeah.
You know, I'm literally not really reading much at all. I'm trying to finish this book about QAnon.
Oh,
I've been talking about it for months though, so I'm actually like embarrassed to like say
still
I'm still
reading
this book. But no, it's really, really good. It's by James Baum. It's called The Other Pandemic: The Rise of QAnon.
Oh yes, you mentioned this in
a podcast episode two months ago. Yeah. I'm still trying, guys. I just really struggle with reading.
But it's pretty dense though. I would imagine.
Yeah, and nonfiction it takes a lot out of you, especially when it's like, some of the shit I was reading.
It's
in that
heavy,
book,
man.
I was literally literally families being torn apart by oh my god. So it's a lot. But I would actually highly recommend it. It is a very, very good book. And basically it.
Well, you're British. Have you now I'm getting drunk. I'm like, I can't pronounce words. Have you read any Zadie Smith?
No.
It was a few months ago, but I read White Teeth by Zadie Smith, and one of my favorite books I've read.
What's it about?
It's about, so it follows like two families, they're English, and one is a Jamaican family, which I like heavily resonate with, because like I have a lot of Jamaican British relatives, and like some of the stuff they mentioned, I was like, oh my god, like I didn't realize that was like a Jamaican thing.
Really? Like what?
Well, so Jamaican people are very, very secretive, especially with like family history, and there's just stuff they like won't talk about, even with their own family, and they mentioned that in the book, and I was like, oh shit, like that's...
Like
very,
that's so mean.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And then the other family is Pakistani, and it follows these British people who are immigrants, and then like the children of the immigrants, and like their upbringing growing up in England, and how their relatives are like, oh, like you're so.
Is it set in London?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And it's cool because, like, reading the book, I'm like, oh, I actually know, like, where they are because I've been there.
Yeah.
Like, slay.
I tried to convince Madison to move to London.
It almost worked.
Last year. Nearly.
Listen, my mother is a British citizen, so if I really wanted to, like, do the full send, I could.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet.
But to be fair, I get why people live in New York now that I've been gallivanting around New York for a few days.
Yeah.
It is, like, an amazing city, and I think it has a very unique energy that I don't think London has.
Yeah, I mean, I think London and New York are similar in a lot of ways, but New York will always, like, have my heart in the sense that it's just, like, I mean, obviously, I'm American, I grew up here, so the Americanisms are more comfortable to me. I love how real people are here, and, like, I mean, LA is so different, so it's not just an American thing,
I'm going to LA in December.
Period.
1 second.
Honestly, maybe I should go while you're there, because I've been planning on going in January.
But I'm going from the 22nd to the 30th.
Okay,
I'm flying back.
Damn, that's like
exactly, it's
season.
A Christmas. The flights would, I mean, luckily Lem's mom used her air miles for me. Queen, love you, Gloria, used her air miles, so it wasn't as expensive, but, like, these flights were, like, over a grand, because we were going over Christmas, and I was actually, like...
You're flying from the UK.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not too bad, I guess.
Yeah, no, to be fair, it's more just, like, I don't take, international flights that often, so as soon as I see a flight is more than 100 quid on Ryanair, I'm
like,
literally, like, damn, like... But I'm very excited to go to... LA, baby! We're
LA.
Going to a football game. We're going to go watch the LA Chargers versus the Baltimore Ravens.
Stop, not my hometown team. Not that I care about football, but...
But that must be... Did you go to a football match when you were in London?
No.
I should take you to a football match next time.
I'd rather go to fucking Wembley and watch some fucking tennis or whatever the fuck they do over there.
They don't do tennis in Wembley.
Wait, where do they do tennis?
Wimbledon. I was like,
is Wembley the concert hall? That's like concerts.
Wembley is like concerts, football matches.
Wimbledon is tennis.
Wimbledon is a ball ache to get Wimbledon tickets though. But I want to take you to a football match. I want to take you to, Len would want to take you to an Arsenal match. Because he's an Arsenal supporter. Arsenal! Yeah, no, it's sick. It's going to a football match is like fun if you're winning. If you're losing, it's awful.
Sure.
But yeah, no, I do
well,
want to take you to
when
a football
I went,
match.
When I was in London last time, I know like the women's football team had won and like everyone was like,
oh yeah, the Euros. It was great. We nearly won the Women's World Cup. I went to watch it in a pub, and then I was going on holiday the next day to Corfu. I went to watch it in a pub extremely hungover. I met up with Jack and I had a passport scan and I thought that I lost my passport and it was absolutely terrifying.
That is so terrifying.
But I found it and Len was like, there was fucking chewing gum stuck to it.
Ew.
Yeah, it was because I was in the Uber the night before and I had a piece of chewing gum in my mouth, and you know when you chew chewing gum for so long that it starts to like get hard.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god, like I'm just gonna stick it in my bag and then I'll take it out when I'm home. No one has to know.
Except your passport.
It came back to bite me.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. So I feel like we've been how long oh my god, we've been going for over an hour.
We talked about books, TV, and
this is what I'm talking about.
We chat.
But I feel like we'll probably get onto like, this is going to be like the, I want to do it for like no longer than an hour and a half, the podcast, because guys, I want to go and party. I'm really drunk.
Yeah. It's like, we can only sit here for so long.
Me and Madison are staring at each other like, what do we talk about now? But I feel like maybe we could talk about some pop culture-y kind of things because Madison covers pop culture so often in her channel and I love pop culture, and it's really fun. So I would love to know, as I'm a hater, I would love to know your sort of, like, something which is going on within pop culture within the last few months that you're like, I don't get the hype about this, I am not invested, like, this is dry.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you can think of?
Like, aside from, like, the shit I already, like, bash on my channel, like
you can talk about whatever you
well
want
I did
to
go
about.
In about the looks maxing thing because I'm like, what is that, like why are we
is that the thing where the men like chew things for their jaws to make them strong?
Yes.
Sorry, but like as a man, if you want to be more good looking, just be funny.
True. Yeah,
it's truly that simple.
Literally, like, okay, today for example, I matched with this guy who's like objectively attractive, and I've actually like seen him on TikTok before. I was like, oh, I've seen this guy before. He's like, I'm a model, whatever. So dry, so fucking dry.
Really?
In the messages, and it's
oh,
like,
oh, it's such an ick. It's such an ick. Do they have icks in America? Is
yes.
Icks a- okay, good.
And it's like, your jawline is like not that important. If your personality is shit but you have the perfect jawline, what am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah.
I can't talk to the jawline.
Real.
I'm talking to you.
Real.
I can't talk to the six pack. I'm talking to you. Like, give me something. I'm giving personality. I'm giving zhuzh. I'm giving
Madison
face.
Is the full package.
And what do you have to offer?
Is that, that's the thing, is that I feel like with men it's like, they, with women, it's like we've sort of been conditioned to be
yeah,
like, we
everything.
Have to be the full package.
Yeah.
So like, we have to make sure we look good and that we are funny and that our bodies look good and all of this. And with men, it's just like, externally, you have to be good looking and you have to have money.
And
that's
about
it.
Yeah.
That's it. And it's like, no, because again, a lot of these men that like complain that no women want them, it's like, it's not because you're ugly.
Literally,
it's actually because,
like, all these
incels
who are like obsessed with looks maxing, it's like, is it the jawline or is it your lack of social skills and range and personality?
Yeah, literally. It's like, again, that Elliot Rodgers who like, he did, wait, I can't remember where he did a shooting. Like, he literally, I don't know whether he killed himself or not, but he like did a shooting at Virginia Tech.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
And
of course it was Virginia.
He made a video before saying like, no women want me because I'm ugly, And look, I'm not going to fucking go on record and call a school shooter hot because he wasn't that hot. But like,
Was he objectively ugly?
He was not ugly at all.
Also, ugly people find love too.
Exactly.
It's not about your looks. Stop being a fucking bitch. It's because you're a shitty person.
Like, me and Madison, so much of it has got to do with the fact that you actually have a vile personality. That's why no one, hence the school shooting. Like, no one wants to be around you because you have a vile personality. But also, me and Madison were talking about, like, being pretty.
Just two pretty bitches talking about being pretty.
As Wallace and Gromit. Just two pretty Wallace and Gromits talking about being pretty. But, like, we were saying that so much of... And again, I feel like people are going to leave comments like, it's easy for you to say.
Yeah.
But, like, are so many people... Like, guys, your looks rely so much on your confidence.
Yes.
Like, so much on your confidence. Because nothing is more attractive than someone who's really... fucking confident.
Exactly. I said this in the video I uploaded today. It's like, even someone who's like very attractive physically, if they carry themselves like, oh, like I'm insecure and whatever, it like completely changes the vibe and the way you perceive them, because if you act insecure, people are going to perceive you as insecure and like not treat you as someone who is confident. Whereas if you just are yourself unapologetically and you show up as who you are, like that makes such a big difference.
Huge difference.
It's so much easier to talk to someone who's comfortable with themselves and having a conversation with someone who's just like so uncomfortable in their skin, because it makes you uncomfortable as well.
And it makes you feel like you're doing something wrong.
Like, oh, am I like making you feel this way? I don't know what to do. I'm like walking on eggshells now because I don't want to make you feel shitty, but it's like, it's all on them really. And it's not pleasant.
I completely agree. And again, with some advice is that it is a process. So you don't just wake up. If you feel like it's shit, it's a conscious about yourself, choice. And then you're not just going to wake up one day and be like, oh, I'm so hot and sexy.
Yeah.
But I'm a big believer in fake it until you make it.
Yes.
Like,
I'm intentionally like plugging my recent upload, but I talked about this in the last video I just uploaded because I felt so ugly for a while, and eventually I got tired of it, and I was like, you know what if you just told yourself you are pretty? What if you just convince yourself, you know what, you are good looking, you do have a nice body, even if you don't believe it, just say it to yourself. And eventually I started to believe it, and I felt like my looks had shifted, because when you carry yourself with that confidence, people notice. And I started getting more compliments and people being like, oh my god, like you're so pretty, and like I never would get that before. And once you shift that mindset, it's like the world
reflects. It is truly a game changer.
Yeah.
And also it's just like, it's nicer to exist not hating yourself.
Yes! Oh my god,
like,
yes!
It's just nicer to exist. And like, I was saying to Madison, I was like, I get really sad when I realize that not everybody loves themselves as much as I do. But like, I am so like, to whom do I owe the biggest apology? No one's been crueler than I have been to me. You would never talk about someone else the way that you talk about yourself.
Yeah.
You would never, never fucking talk about yourself the way that you talk about, you don't talk about other people the way that you, sorry guys, I'm drunk. we're already in our DMC of the night. We're like, love yourself.
Literally. you just gotta love yourself at the end of the day. Like, whether you love it or not.
Do you not mean American?
No, for real though, it's like, it's so mental. It really is, and no one can like force you to feel that way about yourself other than you. Like, you can't rely on external validation to make you feel good about yourself.
Also, the whole thing with like plastic surgery is that I have slightly controversial views on plastic surgery, because I do think that if you get plastic surgery to get something fixed, in my opinion, you're going to find something else to fixate on and fix.
Because it's like, okay, you fix your nose and you're like, oh wait, now my cheeks are uneven because I have a new nose. And I have to get my cheeks done. And it's like, it's a never-ending cycle.
It's a slippery slope. Yeah. It's a slippery slope. And I think that, like, it's actually not only easier, but cheaper to decide to not get surgery and sort of practice that sort of body neutrality.
Yeah.
We'll wrap it up.
Yeah,
we'll wrap up. I'm desperate to go to this party.
Yeah,
I'm getting really hot in my sweater vest.
Moral of the story: surgery is not an easy fix.
Surgery confidence is key. Fix.
Don't read Colleen Hoover.
Real. I'm going to finish the podcast episode here, guys. I feel like, hour and 10. We've got decent runtime. Yeah. I know we didn't get into anything specifically, but me and Madison are friends, so this is just like, I feel like this is such a good episode to put on if you're like getting ready and you're having you have a little glass of wine.
Do
like,
something else while you're listening to
it. Yeah, do please. But I love you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you go check out Madison's stuff. We are the Yassified Wallace and Gromit tonight. I hope everybody had a good Halloween with peace and love. Kisses. Bye.
Wolf. Bye.